We talk about food a fair amount on The Exchange. It's not because we're hungry. The live show falls nicely between breakfast and lunch. We just like food and like talking about it. So why not make a regular segment about food? We will do just that right here, right now, with a new monthly segment we'll call Savor. Food stylist Will Smith will be our co-pilot for Savor, piloting us further into the realm of food with an emphasis on locally produced food. This month, of course, Thanksgiving dinner from nearby farms and fields. So we welcome in this first edition of Savor, Will Smith. Good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you joining us on this project. And Reagan Emmons joins us as well. She is the Community Food System Coordinator at the Rogue Valley Food System Network. So you must have an extra large business card.
Just tiny print.
Okay.
Exactly.
That'll make it work. So let's start off with you, Will, of course, so people can get to know you since you're going to be back month to month. What is a food stylist? It sounds like somebody who has a salon.
Right, exactly. Well, they do say a stylist is a stylist is a stylist, so I probably could cut hair if I wanted to.
That'll be a future segment.
Exactly. Food stylist. We prepare food for photography, so that could be for magazines, cookbooks, publishing, packaging.
So you have to know at least a little bit about the preparation of the food.
It's been a long and very fruitful experience for me. I've really enjoyed it.
So what kinds of projects have you done? I mean, you've got quite a resume.
Yeah, so I was in New York for many years, so I did all the food magazines, Gourmet, Food & Wine, Bon Appetit, over 40 cookbooks. And then as I moved back west for my family, the work sort of went more into packaging and more advertising types of projects.
So it sounds like you've been doing this long enough that your work actually predates the application of the term food porn.
It will be next year, my 30th anniversary, which is pretty amazing.
What would you say is the most complicated project you've done as a food stylist?
Oh, God, you know, it's really about the clients. You know, clients really dictate whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day. But I have worked on a variety of things, and it's amazing to me that at my 30-year mark next year, I still love to go to work, so it is a joy for me.
How do you manage to resist sampling what you're getting ready for?
Obviously, that hasn't worked out so well for me. I am a food lover, and I love all aspects of food. The fact that it's a way of gathering people, it's a way of for caring people, it's for taking care of your own self too, and I love it.
You tell us that one of your interests is in demystifying the kitchen. How are we mystifying the kitchen beyond?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I think with the advent of, you know, more wealth in this country and the super kitchens that a lot of people have in these big houses, I keep reading that cooking is the number one hobby in the country, and yet I don't really see that to be the case. And I know a lot of people who actually just use the refrigerator in their kitchen. You know, it's a place to put takeout.
Uh-huh. Stuff you're going to stick in the microwave.
No, right. And because of my experience, cooking school and my career, I've so found out, and the families that I really admire are these families where meals were a big deal. You know, cooking is a really great, you know, family activity. It's a great activity if you're single. It's a great activity if you're dating. It's just a great skill to have. So hopefully through the series, we can sort of showcase new ingredients, showcase new techniques, give some recipes, have great guests on, and really get people more connected into cooking.
And part of that is talking about local food, which is one of the major focuses, of course, of the Rogue Valley Food System Network, which used to be called Thrive.
We actually merged.
Did you? Okay,
we saw a couple of different things.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so tell us about what the major goal is at the Rogue Valley Food System Network.
So we're a group of professionals working in the food system across both counties, Jackson and Josephine, and working towards sharing leadership and promoting the local food system, filling in the gaps, trying to assess the issues and the challenges and come up with solutions in a collaborative way.
So have you moved the needle very far from your perception in getting people to appreciate local food and to do the things that you set out to do, like get to know local farmers?
I think we are. It's a really hard thing to measure. But even this summer we had we sponsored it, the Rogue Valley Farm Tour, and it was a huge event. It was wildly successful. And I think there's events like that, and then we've seen in our own network has kind of expanded, and just people are just concerned and interested and wanting to do something.
Outside of events like you're talking about, though, I mean, what are the usual avenues that people would take to get to know a farmer, particularly if perhaps they're somewhat bashful and don't know how to approach a farmer?
Yeah, I think a lot of those exchanges can happen at the market, at the farmers markets. And just chatting with them, asking them, how do you, one thing I like to do, is if there's a ingredient that I'm not totally familiar with, like, so how do you prepare this? And they usually know, and they usually are cooking their own food that they're growing. So they're the best people to ask about their own produce. And that's a really good way to start the conversation.
It seems like beyond the farmers too, that you've gotten a fair amount of good buy-in. It seems like some of the bigger grocery stores have adopted local food sections and are bringing in more organic food and things like that too.
Yeah, I think they're just responding to that demand, which has been building for more than a decade, I would say, but
which is part of your job, I guess, of the Rogue Valley Food System Network, is to help crank up that demand a bit and let people know what's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So let us talk about, this is, by the way, the first edition of Savor, our new regular food segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Food stylist William Smith is going to be our regular. Reagan Emmons is our guest this month. She is the Community Food System Coordinator at the Rogue Valley Food Systems Network. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we move into a discussion about local food on the Thanksgiving table. Now just, 6 days away. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So let's start with the demystifying that you talk about, Will Smith.
Well, one thing I did really want to mention, which is that sort of connection of my interest in Rogue Valley Food Systems, is when I moved here, I came back here probably about 2009 to look after my dad, who was not doing well. And I picked up this little booklet called Rogue Flavor Guide, which is really, truly talking about the best week to get this thing in your pocket. It would be this week. It is your go-to for where to buy wine, where to buy beer, where to buy vegetables, where to buy meat, how you connect with the farmers directly, what's in season this month, what's available in the community at all times of the year. And it was such an incredible little guide, since I didn't really know that much about Ashland when I came here. I picked up this and I just digested it fully. And I just think it's an incredible, people who aren't aware of it, you can pick it up at a multitude of retail establishments. You can always download it off their website as well.
Oh, okay, good. So it's online as well.
Oh, it's like a Bible for me. Yeah, it's a great thing.
And so how often, I mean, I imagine online it probably gets updated fairly frequently. How often does it come out in print, and how much does it change between printing periods?
You'd be surprised at how much it changes. It comes out once a year. The Rogue Valley Food System Network actually did this one for the first time this year, and Thrive had done it for 13 years before that. And there are just, you know, the food arena is always changing. There's farmers shifting directions. There's restaurants come and go. Markets change times and locations. We've seen a tremendous change in leadership and direction. And I've been in this job for 2.5 years, and I've seen a ton of change.
Wow.
So yeah, that's why we do print it once a year. We could probably print it twice a year, but
easily enough. Okay,
it gets expensive.
But changing online for sure. So let's talk about the idea though of trying to get local food on the Thanksgiving table. And I guess as I think about the way to pitch the questions, I'm coming from my own set of anxieties about, like, it's less than a week away. This is the weekend you have to shop for Thanksgiving. So is there still time to get the stuff you need? I mean, it seems like if you get the stuff you need at a grocery store, you could probably get local stuff you need between now and Thanksgiving too, couldn't you?
You know, this is the thing that is a little bit of my soapbox, is the fact that, you know, as a food, we're all food consumers.
And we kind of have to be.
Exactly, some more than others. But the deal is, your power is your wallet. So though it may take a little bit of homework and a little bit of discovery, if you use your wallet to buy great product from local people, you know, it's this great amalgamation of a perfect system of supporting your community, saving your money, buying incredibly quality ingredients, and feeding your family. It's just a win-win to me.
vote with your pocketbook, as the story goes, which is what has been pounded for years by Rogue Valley Food System Network and Thrive before it, hasn't it?
I think that's part of the message, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's demystify that part of it, too. I mean, because there is often a price differential between local and out-of-area food. Is that right? I mean, because you can apparently you can grow stuff really cheaply in Chile and
well,
ship it
I always
up
say,
in.
You get what you pay for. So you have to think, you know, I send this to my friends all the time. You know, they buy fancy shoes and have a personal trainer, and then they buy takeout. You know, it's just a weird disconnect to me. The number one most important investment you can make for yourself is how you spend your food dollar. And, you know, quality is going to probably cost a little bit more, but are you worth it?
Well, I mean, the answer should be yes.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And especially for families, I think.
All right, yeah. So let's start stanking that Thanksgiving table. Okay, let's.
That was good.
You're right. I figured as long as I was going to go for the spoonerism, I'd just stick with it. Let's talk about from the beginning. Turkeys.
Sure.
Reagan, where can you find turkeys in the Rogue Valley?
The best place to find turkeys, unless you have a connection with a farm directly, which at this point in time in the game, you might be a little hard up and it might just not be worth the anxiety.
So
that
it is
will
late.
Cause,
for
But Distel is a company. They're not based in the Rogue Valley, but they're producing the organic, the non-GMO turkeys that you can get at the co-ops, Medford Food Co-op, Ashland Food Co-op, and some other grocery stores, I'm sure. But that's a good brand to go after. Other than that, it's like I did just see on a listserv the other day that there's a farmer trying to harvest some turkeys,
but that's the kind of thing we have to kind of reserve your bird in advance.
Thing, and just really kind of being in the know with the farmers here in the valley.
And also, I think people should try to take themselves off the hook a bit that it doesn't have to be. You don't have to have a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really for me the idea of sharing and caring. And definitely cooking. Mind you, you don't have to cook either. But there is a beauty in that gift. And it doesn't have to be turkey. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah, there is a lot of other local meat in the valley.
Yes, amazing.
Okay, well, give us some examples then of things if people want to put a main meat dish on the table for Thanksgiving or any meal for that matter. But what's a good place to start seeking out their protein?
Lamb, chicken, Willow Wit Ranch is a good place. Forage and Plow Farm does a lot of meat right now. Just check out the Rogue Flavor Guide.
Exactly. That's the part that really shocked me when I was raised in Southern California. But my sort of introduction to this area, is there local beef? Yes. Is there local pork? Yes. Is there local poultry? Yes. Is there local wine? Yes. Local beer? Yes. Local vegetable? Yes. And, you know, that is quite an amazing.
Yeah, we actually do have.
It's abundant.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And we have cranberries. So cranberries are grown on the coast in Bandon. They produce about 5% of the country's cranberry crop.
Very cool.
You can buy those cranberries at the co-ops and places around town.
Super.
Now, often I notice the Oregon berries are mixed in with berries, sometimes from other places. You get like a mixed pack of, you know, Oregon, Cape Cod, and Wisconsin berries in one. I mean, all under the Ocean Spray brand.
Go to the Ocean Spray brand, but there is a separate brand for the Bandon cranberry
That's good
farms.
To know.
Okay, so that's a big one. I knew we were going to get to cranberries at some point because the Oregon coast is big for cranberries. Okay, so we got potatoes in the region too, though. Wait a minute, Klamath Basin potatoes?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing. It's an amazing selection that we have here. It's always sad for me to think that it's not being utilized. And so this little segment is a little kick in people's pants to get educated a little bit about just what's in your backyard. It's quite amazing.
The segment is called Savor. This is the inaugural run of it, the maiden voyage of Savor here on the Jefferson Exchange. William Smith is a food stylist, and he's going to be our regular on the segment. Reagan Emmons is visiting with the from the Rogue Valley Food Systems Network, which is she's the community food system coordinator there, and it is generally about getting people to take advantage of local offerings in the food business. Join us on the Exchange. You may have comments. You may have questions about things that you can look for or ways you can prepare them. I think we have both of those bits of expertise at the table here. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. All right, so I'm thinking very traditionally so far. We've talked about turkeys, cranberries, and potatoes. Now, what about other items for the table? I mean, things that you might consider as a staple or something important to have on the Thanksgiving table that is grown in abundance in the region.
So you got to have greens on there. Yes. And I think green beans is kind of the go-to, but green beans aren't really in season anymore.
Exactly.
But, you know, the kales, the leafy greens, spinach, those are all really in season right now. Yep. And it's easy to utilize those simply. The squashes are still available right now, too.
Yep. Do you find, both of you, that when people do experience fresh food, if they've been around the stuff they buy at the grocery store, have been buying, for example, frozen vegetables all these years, that they honestly don't quite know what to make of what they have in front of them? It's just that different from what they've experienced in the past?
An interesting experience for me, because I cared for my dad for about 3 years. He's a World War II era guy, and he certainly was not, and I went to cooking school, so I would always be trying things out. And let me tell you, it was a bit of a learning curve for him to actually get to know what, you know, fresh vegetables were like. Because, it's your history and what you're familiar with.
Did you get to those moments of like, what is this? Well, it's spinach. No, it's not. I know spinach. This isn't spinach.
No, exactly. Cook it longer. But we had a great time. But that's the whole thing too. As adults, you know, and food is food, and it's like I think it's always wise to try some new things. You know, for my Thanksgiving, I always try to do one completely different dish using an ingredient I've never done before, just to try it.
Mm-hmm.
We only go around once.
All right, so give us an example. What was one you did maybe last year?
I did like a celery root sort of gratin that was just spectacular.
And very, celeriac is
very
wonderful.
Very wintry and very in season, and it was delicious.
And kind of nutty.
Yeah, and I think that will come back. Yeah. For a visit.
All right, I think we're developing recipes.
I've been seeing that at the market. Some celery. Actually.
Yeah. Oh my God, so good.
So how do you make it? What do you buy and then what do you do?
So what I do it two ways. In the summer, I really love a remoulade. So it's just essentially grated celery root with sort of a mayonnaise base with cornichon and onion and stuff, and that's excellent. And that's a cold salad. But then this gratin was thinly sliced on a madeleine in a casserole with cream, and you know you can't go wrong with heavy cream.
I was waiting for the cheese or something to show up. Some heavy dairy product. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you don't like vegetables, you know you're gonna love that. So just hide it with heavy cream.
Do you have a plan for the outside your comfort zone dish for this Thanksgiving dinner, Will?
I always love the much maligned fruits and vegetables. So I'm gonna do something prune oriented. So I'm thinking about a prune bread pudding with Armagnac or something.
Oh, that does sound wonderful, though. So prunes instead of raisins?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Same idea. So you macerate the prunes in the Armagnac and then use that as a layering, maybe some with apple and cinnamon. Whatever.
So where do you live?
I know, exactly.
And what time should we be there?
It's going to smell good.
So tell us, Reagan, about some of the things that you might put on your own Thanksgiving table this year.
Yeah, this year I'm going up to Portland to have Thanksgiving with some family members up there. And I'm in charge of making the pies because we're traveling the day of, which is not going to be fun. But mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
prep. I'm definitely going to make sure that we have a good salad. And I'm kind of wanting to get a pomegranate and put the pomegranate on the salad with some hazelnuts or walnuts. And I believe that any good salad should have cheese, nuts, fruit.
Ooh. Cheese, nuts, fruit.
That makes a perfect salad,
in my opinion.
Great. All right. So let's ask the question then that is often asked when I get into discussions with people about pie crust.
Yeah.
Butter or Crisco?
Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what kind of butter?
as opposed to salted or?
Well, there's also the European butter, which apparently is a little finer or something. Huh? Mm-hmm.
It's creamier.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not too picky about butter, but I usually use unsalted butter and then add salt to it. Yeah.
And do you add any sugar or salt to the dry ingredients before you cut the butter in?
Yeah, salt. Mm-hmm. That's where I put the salt in. Yeah. Okay. But I always make my homemade, crust homemade.
Have you ever tried vodka in the
No.
crust?
Instead of water, right?
Yes. That's I keep hearing that this is the wonderful thing.
Yes.
Right?
I don't know that it makes
like
much
a waste
of a difference.
Of vodka.
I know exactly.
Just a few tablespoons
that
for
is too great.
It doesn't seem to make much of a difference. I've gone more to the Crisco end. I guess I've gone to the dark side in recent years just because it's easier to handle. I have spent so many years with butter getting angry at my pie crust and hurling them into the trash and starting all over again. So, you know.
Well, you get 10 points that you're a pie baker. I'm impressed.
It's fun.
It's
a lot of fun. Especially when you have an apple tree out front that just keeps dumping apples on the ground all late summer and early fall. Wow. Okay, final thoughts. We're almost out of time here in this initial segment of Savor.
Hey, I did want to mention, just to give a shout out to some people, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just are tired. Maybe you had a bad week. Maybe you're just done with the kids and you want to get out. I just wanted to give a shout out to some restaurants that are serving Thanksgiving. Up in Eugene, the Eugene Electric Company is doing Thanksgiving this year. Mm-hmm. River's Edge in Grants Pass is serving Thanksgiving meal. Lark's in Medford. Lark's in Ashland. Also, The Loft and The Peerless is also offering Thanksgiving for those of us who may not be in the mood to cook.
Okay, and places to go to actually get a Thanksgiving dinner prepared by somebody else. And go ahead, Reagan.
I'd just like to give a shout out to the markets that are still going. So the Grants Pass Markets all year round. It's this Saturday. It's indoors at the fairgrounds, and then also the markets here in the Rogue Valley. But you need to check their website just to make sure you get the times right. And then the Fry Family Farm Store. Which is just
big news.
Yeah.
Okay. Fry Family Farm Store, quickly.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, the big news is that they're going to be starting an all-year winter farmer's market soon.
Okay, great. Our first segment of Savor with Reagan Emmons and Will Smith. Thanks so much. That'll do it for this hour of The Exchange.
Eat well.